Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv and Mariano the Great. We have ourselves a fucking show today. We're going to talk about power being power. Oh, my God. This one made me queasy. That's how power epic it was. We're talking about Snowfall and just, yeah. Now I see what y'all were talking about last week about Snowfall. But we're gonna talk actually a lot of shit, man. There's all types of shit happening, including Pusha T fucking putting out a diss track on McDonald's.
Yeah,
kind of wish Trey was here for this conversation. We're gonna start with some like real life news that's happened over the last week for John Gervais' day job over at Black News Channel.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't seen, Mark Lamont Hill tweeted out, this is how I first heard about this. I saw Mark Lamont Hill tweet out this tweet. Hold on, as I scrambling to put this, pull this up. All right, so March 25th, email, text message comes, 3, 2, 1. March 25th, a tweet comes out from Steve Battaglio, for the LA Times, exclusive, Shad Khan's Black News Channel is shutting down. Saw that tweet and it confused the hell out of me because I didn't know that Shad Khan, the guy who owns the Jaguars, owns the Black News Channel. This is the independent news channel that you see Fred Hickman on it. You see our friend Mark Lamont Hill on it. You see Mike Hill also on it. I did not know it was owned by Shad Khan.
But I thought you were saying Shao Khan this whole time. Like, this nigga went from Mortal Kombat to leveling up crazy. You know what I'm saying? But
well, go on. So Mark Lamont Hill tweets, the real exclusive is that he's refusing to give people their paychecks today. Hundreds of employees, many of whom already took significant pay cuts, are now being denied money they've already worked for. Khan, a billionaire, simply says he doesn't want to pay it. And this shit blew my fucking mind. So here comes John Gervais with a lot of expose shit. Number one, Shad Khan owns Black News Channel?
Yes. If you Google Black News Channel, you might think that, you know, maybe somebody, a black billionaire, owns Black News Channel. Yeah. No, it's not. It's the owner of the Jaguars who has, I think he has two professional teams, right? He has the soccer club too. I think he's worth about $9 billion is the number that I think he is owed, or he has, or worth, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, yeah, so that Mr. Owns, dude with the mustache.
Also owns All Elite Wrestling. If you've ever watched TNT and you see all the stuff, wrestling shit, okay, he owns that shit too.
I didn't know that. Well, that would explain why I did a couple Elite Wrestling interviews wondering who the fuck are these people. No one gives a fuck about these people. Okay, hey, you just put me on to something. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I just know him as the guy with the mustache. So when you said the guy with the mustache, I said, oh, that nigga, like, okay, yeah.
So okay. It's like the man in the yellow hat from fucking
yeah.
Or the cape.
So the man with the red hat, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Shad Khan's shutting it down and he ain't paying nobody. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wait, what's that about? Like, hold the fuck up. So first of all, how did he come to own the spot? Because he didn't found it, but he owns it. And then what happened with the money?
I'm pretty positive that, so BNC was around two times, right? This is the second time it's failed. The first time it failed, I forget the Republican senator's name, but a Republican senator was the one that founded it the first time. And then Khan comes around the second time and invests $50 million into the company. Fast forward to last year, they got a little round of layoffs going on, right? Like, you know, and I've been in this business long enough. Especially at ESPN for 6 years, where I was used to getting the Deadspin articles once every year and a half, 2 years, and then whatever, right? So I have a bank where they allocate my money on Thursdays as opposed to Friday. So Thursday comes of last week, and I'm like in the car line to get my fucking oil change, right? Like, I've been waiting for my check to come so I can get this oil change, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I'm refreshing. I'm like, yo, fuck is my money, right? Like, huh, okay. I know that sometimes it's up to the company's, whatever, to release it on Thursday. I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. This must be one of them times I'm going to get it on Friday. So we have a show meet in that night, that day, our 12 o'clock show meet, and our EP was just like, yo, I'm hearing rumors. And, I'm just going to say, check your bank accounts tomorrow morning. So then that errs myself and someone else who's in the same boat that I am in to be like, oh, shit, I didn't get paid today. And I usually get paid on Thursdays. Right. So, you know, we're told, you know, so I fire off an email to HR off top, like, yo, nigga ain't get paid. What's up? Like, you know what I mean? Literally email, an email comes back from HR within, which everyone has seen. Shout out to Roland Martin for fucking getting his hands on everything and exposing.
By the way, it's fuck Roland Martin, but we'll get to that later.
Well, yeah, well, actually it is, because by the way, I left out the thoroughness. Well, I'll get there. So whatever, right? Roland Martin has everything come out. So Friday come, right? We make a decision. We're not doing a fucking live show on Friday, and we're not going to do any live shows until we get fucking paid, right? Mark right. basically does a farewell speech on Thursday night, and I'm like, oh shit.
Right, this shit is happening. Yeah.
That don't sound like we coming back from this shit.
Right.
So Friday comes, and you know, I'm watching BNC, you know, just seeing what you know, if it's still on, and it's on. And now my phone's jumping, right? Like, it's probably around noon, and my phone is rocking right now. I'm getting the Roland Martin live tweets. I'm getting the LA Times article that comes out. Mind you, I still don't know anything officially, right?
Right.
I found, so literally as everyone else in the world is finding out everything, every employee at BNC is finding out in real time via Twitter, yeah. right? Yeah. Like, you'll remember this, I mean, well, maybe not, because it was local. It was really local. Back when Mo Cheeks played for the Sixers, right? Uh-huh. He got traded.
Right.
Mo Cheeks did not know he was getting traded to the Spurs. He did not know he was getting traded. He found out he was getting traded because a reporter was camped out on his front steps. So he gets out of whatever vehicle, walks up, and the reporter lets him know.
Yeah, that's like Darren Williams. Darren Williams watched the TV, and he saw the ticker at the bottom.
Yeah.
And was like,
yeah. Like, bruh, on. The yeah. nigga sent me the LA Times article, and I'm like, oh, shit, effective Friday. That's the day. And that's then the this day. Nigga says, this nigga says, yo, yo, we filing bankruptcy too. And if anyone knows, when they file bankruptcy, that's that basically
nobody getting paid.
Nobody gets their bread. So right, we're going through. So we have a 5 o'clock show call, and one person who's connected to everybody lets us know that they spoke to someone very high, and that person told them, yeah, the rumors are true. Niggas ain't getting paid, right? So then Mark comes out with his tweet, you know, that you were referencing, right? Sean King picks it up, Roland's picking it up, like everybody that you need to pick up something for the world to see it, the black world to see it, is picking it up. We're on the call for maybe 40 minutes. Someone gets a text saying, yo, y'all niggas is gonna get paid, right? So the shit that, but it still ain't right, because they're paying.
Did
us.
You get paid?
No, we're gonna get paid. So we got an email saying we're getting paid on Monday.
Okay.
So by the time this comes out, I should have
you
been
should
paid.
Be paid.
So I'll have an update on Overflow if I got paid.
On Overflow, exactly.
Yes. Yeah, Overflow, I'll let you know if I got paid. But like, the wild part is that they're not fucking they're not having us, like, when you get whatever you were supposed to. Why is this shit? All right, I'm sorry. The wild what's part up? Is when you fucking get laid off, because that's technically what we are.
Yeah,
you're supposed to get paid for PTO. That email that they sent out telling us we getting paid ain't say nothing about PTO. A nigga like me got like 3 weeks of PTO.
Right.
That's a whole nother motherfucking check.
That's another,
your boy,
that's another check. Yeah.
Yeah. So for the first time in my life, I've been a part of downsizing. I've been part of all types of shit. Right. For the first time in my life, I found out I was fired or let go via Twitter. And if that ain't 2022, bro, like
there you go, bro.
Crazy.
yeah, that's crazy. I think the ill part of that too, though, is like people that high up can just make a decision that can affect everybody's lives like that because they're not in the mood. And it's like when you go to them and try to, you know what I mean? Like there's no actual course of figuring it out because they just don't give a fuck. They're just gonna make the decision that they want to make that day, and it's like it is with it. That shit is so trash, dog. Like,
dog, and it's like, again, this dude is worth billions and billions of dollars. Like, it literally you wouldn't even notice that shit wasn't in your bank account.
Yeah, if somebody had took that out your account while you were asleep, you wouldn't notice.
It was crazy.
There was a department in my old job who like only this department didn't get paid this day or whatever. Yeah. And so they were upset about it, you know, obviously. So they're going there talking to the managers. Tell me why one of the managers told them, well, this is the first time this happened. Like, you got paid every time before this. So like, what's the Nah, I'm like, what are you? I'm like, yo, dog. Like, in my head, I'm like, yo, dog.
That's
what
not,
do you mean?
That's not.
That's not this. That's, That's not that's the not same thing at all. That's no. not even a thing, bro.
A thing, yeah. Like,
nigga, you like, never. Nah, you, yeah.
I never heard thank you every time that shit came in on time. Like,
yeah, like nigga, imagine your girl like, man, I ain't cheating on you the whole time. Just today, yeah. Like that's the deal breaker. Well, what about so the other days I didn't cheat? Like,
we go forget about them 365 days.
That's so nasty to me, dog. Like that. That's basically what they told.
Hey, Mario, that's basically what they told us. Because when we asked why we didn't get paid, niggas just hit us with the yo paychecks for March 25th. Paychecks for March 25th are going to be delayed. Niggas don't give us no explanation. They don't be like yo. Da-da-da. They just said yo. I know y'all supposed to get paid tomorrow. Y'all not getting paid tomorrow, yo.
Like y'all gonna take that and be like, oh, all right, cool. We got paid before, so it's fine. Man.
Bruh, niggas came that's to work crazy. The next day. I said, y'all better than me, dog, because way better. I don't work for free. Like, this ain't a family affair, my nigga. Like, right, family yeah. gets over on you, have you do what you work hard for oh, and yeah. have learned and what? Studied for oh, free.
Yeah. Well, especially when you consider these niggas had no intention. It's not like, yeah, we were going to pay you, but it just going to take a little bit. Like, it turns out, like you said, when they declared bankruptcy, they do that shit, so they only owe you pennies on the dollar. So these niggas literally had no intention until they got shamed into paying y'all. So the idea of like showing up to work, get the hell out of here, man. Get out of your mind.
Nah, nope. bro. Hell no.
I showed up to work before. Y'all need me to die. What about all the other days I showed up to work?
See, hey, Mark, I showed up to work before. Y'all niggas ain't telling me thank you then. So what the fuck I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Let's both do this. Yeah, let's both play this game then. We just want to do that. I showed up before. What about them days?
Word.
it is what it is. Man. Yeah, that's
shit is... Nuts, man. Wow. Well, like I said, I look forward to the overflow update. Did Jerv get paid? Hashtag did Jerv get paid? She wants to get that one trending. Speaking of getting paid, man, fucking Pusha T.
Yeah.
The man who was responsible for I'm Loving It as a jingle for McDonald's. He came up with that.
He's also responsible for We Have the, I don't even want to say it, but we talked about it on Rap Name. Yeah, we talked about it on Rap Name.
We Have the Meats is his, pause.
Yeah, he was on Joe Budden podcast, I believe, a couple years ago.
Right.
And he was talking about it on there. They were talking about all the jingles he was responsible for. And like, that was the,
what that was the like, jingles?
It's I'm Loving It. It's the Arby's one. I want to say it's just McDonald's and Arby's. Like I think it's just like those two, but I think he had his hands in like multiple things right. that they had going. You know what I mean?
So I don't know what's more fascinating, that like this nigga has a whole career coming up with jingles for like regular shit, or like
Jamie Kane.
Yeah, like Jingles 2000, bro.
Jingles 2000,
that's
nigga.
All I could think of was like plain white rice, see how it boils, hey. See how it boils.
Plain white rice.
Plain white rice. Fucking classic episode of the Jamie Foxx show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the jingle off.
Yeah,
You gotta hit him with the whinings. BB or CC, both of them.
That show aged well too. You know, since we're the topic, man. That show aged well.
That was Jamie Foxx show.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx show. Yeah. Like later on when he quit the hotel.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
Jerv, I'm telling you, when he quits the hotel and he goes to work like in jingle for the jingle company, because he got fired off of the KC and JoJo tour. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. Like that show really fucking picks up after that. Like
it gets, and the fancy start doing their thing and all that. It was ill.
The behind the music when he stole the jingle from Mouse.
Yeah. That was an ill episode. He's smoking that cigarette, like
he's like, I should write that down.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Jamie Foxx show fan.
I'm gonna tell you. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Shout out to Jamie Foxx, man. That show was crazy.
Yeah, man. But anyways, so this is like, so Pusha is doing this shit real life. But mm-hmm. the crazier thing than him doing a real life Jamie King is that this track of the Filet of Fish that he wrote was fucking flames. And it's like, I thought about like how many, rap has been around basically say 50 years, give or take. Mm-hmm. 50 years of rap. And like, other than the Allen Iverson, The Answer 5 commercial with Jadakiss, every time someone tries to use rap to sell either a product or, no, I take that back, the St. Ives commercials too.
You got to throw in the S. Dot Carter and the G Unit commercial too.
I didn't like the S. Dot Carter one.
Okay.
I didn't like the S. Dot Carter.
It was
It's all right.
Okay, I see.
What, it was, you know what?
I see, like, I see what niggas is on today on this.
No, no, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you why, because it was obvious that the nigga just like threw some shit out there for whatever you guys.
Yeah, and it's not because it's like it wasn't an album cut like we smoking an album.
No,
cut.
I
like,
get it. Just, but that's
it was
my
just
point.
Like whatever. I just didn't feel a way about it. That's what it is. Like
so, like to me, the Jadakiss answers one, mm-hmm. the St. Ives commercials with Biggie and Snoop. And then this shit right here, what I like about them is like these niggas went in the studio and said, I'm doing a fucking track. Mm-hmm. It happens to be going to be used for a commercial, but I'm doing a fucking track. I mean, and this one, obviously, what sets it apart is he did a diss track.
Yeah.
This nigga like fucking had
against
this
his former, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's a layered song. Like he starts the song off with, I made the whole world love it. Now I got to crush it. So immediately people going to pause and be like, made the whole world love what? Quick Google search tells you he made I'm loving it. So now you're like, oh, okay. Like, let me bring that. Like, how you going to bring it back on a fast food diss song? That nigga's too nice. Like, he's way too, like, it's pushed. Like, what you expect?
Yeah, but it's just like, but I guess my thing is like, he could have took a bag and came up with a track, and these white people wouldn't have known any better.
Mm-hmm.
But they like he put time and effort into it. I guess that's my thing.
Because he knew that we would know. He knew that we would know better. And I don't think Push sets out to give us anything less than like what Push is capable of, no matter what if his name is involved. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, shout him out for making this so dope that he can make that a part of his rollout too for when his album is coming out. Like you know what I mean? Like if he does a trash verse, then it kind of impacts. You know, people, I mean, I'm not going to say it hurts his album coming out because his fans are going to fuck with the album regardless, but making it a fire track, like this is a crossover song because this is the song that white people are going to like, yo, fucking Arby's, bro. And
nobody has talked about Arby's this much ever, probably.
One Arby's around everybody. Like, you can probably name one Arby's.
Yeah, when we talked about it on Rap Names, I told you it's an Arby's across the street from where I get my car washed. Only Arby's I know that been around. I've been down here for a decade. It has not moved.
Every Arby's has been there for like
30 years.
And listen, you can tell by the sign.
They've
been there since Roy Rogers was up the block,
bro. That shit is a staple. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not going nowhere. They probably, as I said, they probably washing money. They got something going on over there. So you know, but this is the most traction that Arby's have had like in a long time. I think that just kind of like. You know, with Push actually breaking down like why the sandwich is bad, but why this one is good. Like,
dog,
nigga told us you shouldn't trust a square fish, and we like, man, motherfucker got a point.
Yo, he said it's lines round the corner. He's talking about like the shape of their fillet, and also niggas is lined up around the corner. I was like, yeah.
And then he gave us a Coke reference too. Like you don't get that, bro. You don't get a Coke reference on a fast food.
Yeah, man.
Coke reference on a fast food diss track is crazy.
It's like you know, insane, we tipping skin. I'm like, there we go. The
fish tipped the scale. I was like, yo,
there we go.
Like, you know, all I could think of is like, yo, Trey's not here because he's. Is he at the McDonald's All America?
McDonald's All America, yeah.
He's being he's being super duper bougie famous Trey right now.
But I'm just saying, like, I want Trey's like response, like how McDonald's got to come back. Because look, y'all niggas went and got Travis Scott and Bad Bunny and goddamn.
Hold up, bro. No, you don't know how this works anymore. Trey and McDonald's had 24 hours to respond. They didn't respond. Is over. Push trash them. McDonald's is suckers if they come back.
Yeah, you know what it is? You know what it is? Because to Jerry's point, that's an excellent point. Because like if you don't respond within a certain, you know, amount of time, then it's like,
I'm going to push back.
McDonald's different from Meek Mill and Drake.
No, but let me say this, though. Let me say this. If McDonald's was to come back at this point, it would have to be hands down fire. Like it couldn't be debatable. Because they've been waiting too long. You have to come back with some shit.
So here's my thing. Here's why I'm going to push back on y'all on this. Because, like, for instance, Meek and Drake, the tensions have been escalating out loud.
And they're artists already. They're recording artists.
They're back and forth. And so then the diss track comes out. It's like we kind of led to this place. Whereas, like, I don't know how long Arby's been pumping money into this nigga, writing some shit. Like first, McDonald's got to find out, right, who of the artists that sponsor our shit. And again, it's like Bad Bunny's, Travis Scott, and who?
They better go hire Lil Wayne or Drake or something. They got to go get somebody that has beef with Push.
Yeah, you got to get Drake.
I don't know. I don't know if they have to. I think they can put somebody else in the fold that's not necessarily involved. You know what I mean? Like that.
Who do you think is good enough? That's the thing.
Nobody's good. Well, nobody's Drake. Good enough. Unless you're talking about some them Griselda niggas. Like, you talk about Griselda niggas, and maybe we got a different kind. Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs.
Now let's go get Freddie Gibbs.
No, well, hold on. So I don't think anyone is nice enough to like get Push, right? Like, no one's nice enough
They're not. They got to get Arby's.
But they don't got to get Push. They just got to get Arby's, right?
Right.
Drake will come up with a song that niggas will be playing in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the only person I know that's ever made a diss track that like literally is better a club song than is a diss track.
How much do you pay if you're McDonald's? You McDonald's, this is your Shot Khan at this point. You got money, bro. Cut the check.
Whatever Push got paid times two.
You know the other thing I'll point out, whenever you got rap jingles and shit like that, 99% of the time, other than them three or four that I named, not only does the lyrics milling in, but the production is weak.
Yeah, it's always production. Super like corn, like
this. This is the beat that nobody
popcorn
wanted.
Popcorn beat that's just yeah.
That's the beat that nobody wanted. It's the throwaway.
It's beat. Like a Nickelodeon beat. You know what I mean? Nickelodeon rap song on a kid's show beat. It's like, oh, come on, like, you know, this ain't it. But yeah, this shit is funny. It was funny because it's just like Push is really out here making some, like, he got substance. Which is why niggas can't tell me anything about like rappers that don't have any substance. Like Pusha T made niggas care about Arby's in a song with his words. You niggas got no excuses. Work harder. Like, I don't want to hear it. For real.
I'm trying to think, like, because it's like one of those things, like, I want to pay premium. I'm going to pay $50K for the beat or whatever, $100K for a beat.
I think this works better if they get somebody that doesn't have any problems with Push, because now it's like, it's just it's like whatever. Like, imagine if you look up and fucking Bun B is making it, you know what I mean? Like some shit like that, like whoever, like somebody who's just not involved in some type of static like that will Push. Like, it's, I think it could be done. I don't know if they care to do it, but I think it can be done though.
Wayne ain't doing shit. What's
Wayne,
he doing?
Wayne also said he's talking out his ass. I'm gonna have to headbutt him. So I don't want to hear Wayne name come up.
I mean, you talking to a nigga that's been saying Wayne's watched forever. I really do wish Trey was on this joint, because Trey would back Wayne and be like, done. Oh, yo, you didn't hear his verse on blah, blah, blah. No,
to his credit, I will say this. He has some verses recently that I was impressed with. It was on West Side Guns album, Burden of Proof album, and I want to say
that nigga's mellow.
Yeah, he
had
like two or three. But no, I'm not here for like a Lil Wayne project in 2022 or like Lil Wayne doing some, like, I'm not here for rap shit. Like his Undisputed, like think about this. He got a song on Undisputed, the Undisputed theme song, right? The song is bad. The song is bad from the jump. The beat is bad. But
yeah,
made a good song out of that though. I think Pusha T,
you know what I'm saying? But not with that beat.
Palatable.
But the production is terrible.
Any beat, I think, but Pusha, because I heard him rap on so many unorthodox beats. I don't like the beat, first of all. Like, I really don't. But I do
for
think
the Arby's commercial, or
no, not the Arby's.
Undisputed. Yeah,
the beat is bad. Like, it's not a typical beat. You know what I'm saying? But I think you know, the shit that Wayne did on it was like, he didn't do it any favors. I'll say that. So that just goes to show you. You take Wayne outside of like rapping at somebody or proving to be the best and shit like that, and you say make a theme song. He made a bad one. Pusha T made an Arby song and it was a good one. So it's just levels to him seeing.
Like, it's funny, like, I could see someone who didn't know what it was for listening to it and be like, yo, this shit kind of hard. Like, not knowing, like, yo, this is a commercial, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, which is what the St. Ives commercials were like, truth be told. That's what was cool about them. It was like, they were so good, they were playing them on the radio back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or probably the Jada Kiss shit. They even put it on how to stop them. Yeah. You
know? Nigga, that shit used to be on mixtapes. Like, that song, that Jada Kiss shit used to be on mixtapes. Like, that. Like, somebody will put that in the middle of their tape, Clue, or, you know, one of them.
Somebody.
Like, during that era. Yeah, oh, somebody had that. Yeah.
Absolutely. I thought you were going to say, like, somebody, like, people making their own mixtapes and shit. I was like, this nigga right here probably had that shit.
Oh, yeah. I definitely wrote out to that commercial a couple times.
Yeah. He was talking that shit. It's levels.
If the sneaks wasn't trash, I'd have copped the sneaks, but they was trash sneaks.
Did you actually? I don't know.
I only like the questions. I only like the first ones. I didn't like anything after the questions.
There's a couple of answers that I like. Jerv, did you? I never asked you this. Did you go to Hampton because Iverson?
No. I went to Hampton because I went to an all-boy high school, and then when I went and visited Hampton, I was like, "Oh shit, 13-1! I got 13 to myself." So yeah, that's why I went to Hampton.
Man, nigga, I would have failed instantly, man.
There was a reason I didn't graduate on time.
Yeah, nigga would have went up there and majored in anatomy.
No, but for the record, I could have graduated on time, but it's like. Leave paradise what's the rush? Or go for what's the rush? I'm not doing. I'm already in debt.
Go back to the real world.
My G, what's an extra 15-20k? I'm already like 100 something in the hole.
Yeah, put it on my bill, man. Fuck you talking
about. Shit on
put
the tab.
Put it on
my
tab. Yeah, put it on the tab, man.
Put it on my tab is fucking.
Sir, you know it's gonna be tab. Hey, come on, man. Just come on. We don't talk prices here. I'm not gonna pay it anyway.
Do we want to talk about the motherfucker? Oh man, I can't.
What's up to you?
Hold on. Let me transition this way because you just talked about 13-1. Mari, there was a question in the group chat here. I'm gonna ask you, Mari, first how to probably answer the question where the hoes at. Hampton, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just about to say college campuses, for sure. I'm gonna say this, right? About properly the way you should
how to answer it.
There's only one way.
You know what? You know what we should do? Man, let's everybody type it in your notes.
Okay.
And see what almost like you know, when you play in Cards Against Humanity or whatever. Right. All right.
It's like two kind of, but all right. Okay.
All right. There's definitely several that you can do, but all right, here we go. Okay, we'll go one at a time. We'll see, like Jeopardy style, right? Like, okay. Okay. Mari, your answer is where the hoes at?
Shit, you got him.
Okay, hold it up, bro. Hold it up. Okay, all right.
That. I don't know if you can see it. Maybe not.
He can't see it.
All right.
Maybe not.
Jerv, what about you?
I have two. I have Can't Call It or You Got Them.
I had the same two. Can't call it, bro.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
When I said it was two. Shit, You Got Them is the first one, and Can't Call It is the second one.
Can't call
That's
it.
The you gotta start. You gotta start your answer with shit. That's number one.
I wish I could see this shit, dog. Like, can y'all let me see?
Oh, you gotta go.
Shit, you got him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shit, because that's the only real way to shit. You can't be too. You start your shit off with you lying. You're lying off the rip. You about to tell me something you heard. Yeah. You're not gonna tell me something that you know. You say shit. You leaving the door open for me to be like, oh, okay, well he didn't. You know,
but also, you know what it is? It plays into my theory, my longstanding theory, that a nigga who's truly where the hoes at will never tell you, right? Yeah. That's why it's like, if someone hits you up and says, yo, where you at? You need to come down where we at right here, man. There's hoes everywhere. That nigga's lying. That place is trash, and he's saying that because he don't want to do this trash by himself, so he's trying to instill
Yo, they just left. That shit crazy. Yeah. You should have got here earlier.
Misery. They just want you to be a part of this misery, right?
Because if you're truly around the hoes, you're going to be too wrapped up being around the
hoes. Exactly. Never would have. Never would have thought. And you know what you would have told me? The next day. Man,
Hold on. There is one caveat. If you are where the hoes are at and you're by yourself and you recognize, hey, this is one of the situations with the hoes where I need at least one of my I need my Stockton and Malone combination buddy to come out tonight, right? What you do is you ask yo, and then you send a picture. Like it's just like a picture of it just rocking.
Your Honor, I testify under oath. I have never done that shit in my life, man.
Oh wow.
Never.
Damn, that's 13? Not cool,
I might, I might have to go Hampton style 13-1 then. Yeah, I just dive right.
I mean, well, because usually, like 9 times out of 10, if we even thought that there was a chance that they could be there, me and the homies,
you already there.
Went. So we was gonna either all take the L together or we was gonna all win together. And I remember like back, this was like maybe like right when I first got out of. Maybe like a year or two out of high school or something like that. We used to be at Wayne State. Like Wayne State University is in the city. Detroit, you know what I mean? You don't got to travel far out to go to Wayne State. So you go to Wayne State University. You can go in there. You know what I mean? Walk on campus. My man Chubbs. Shout out to my man Chubbs. He went there. So we used to pull up on him like, yo, what's up? Like, you know, what's going on? We'd get there and boy, let me tell you, they were there. They were in attendance.
Yo, I'll tell you this. Whatever you answer, you don't answer with what I answered with when my homie asked me and I said I'm washed. That's what you don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you open yourself up to everything.
Yeah. So do you wanna share that? You know, and what the new nickname you got and all that, or you know?
Well, it's not my new nickname, good brother.
Young Laundromat. What's your name?
No. Oh no, sir. No.
So for those that aren't privy to the group chat, a homie asked me this weekend where the hoes at. And I told him, yo, I'm washed, yo. He said, yo, and I quote, your new name is Jerv the Bitchless, first of his name.
Nah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's right. Forgot about that.
Nigga said he was around doing Game of Thrones. Times.
Yeah. First of his
name. United you and shit. Be with the
first of his name. Yeah.
There was that one dude. Remember Jorah on
yeah.
The one that was in love with Cersei.
With Khaleesi.
Khaleesi. Yeah.
The niggas called him Sir Jorah of Friend Zone. Yeah. I've never forgotten that for the rest of my days. I'll never get Sir Jorah of Friends.
Yeah, he was doing everything too. He was doing it all.
My man was doing all that shit and didn't even sniff the box.
Bro, he caught the gator skin and all that, and it was just like, oh, like you catching all, you know, like,
yo, real tight. Hey, Mark, that's a good point. Once my man caught the gator skin, bro, she's supposed to just get that joint up to him real quick. Like, yo, here you go,
like,
bro.
Damn,
like,
bro, you know,
no telling when you about to turn. So fuck it, yo. At least let you know you got some yams before you turn,
man.
Yo.
Yeah, that was crazy. But you know, hey, it be like that, man. They spot them niggas a mile away and they keep them there. So
you know. She said, I'm good, love, enjoy.
Yeah, some of them niggas just be happy to be around.
She told them to enjoy the city.
Yeah, enjoy the city, yeah. But I mean, but yeah, that's that as a standard answer. What you're supposed to give to, you know what I mean? Because it's like you can't, like Amin said, you can't be too thirsty to be like, oh, they, you know, yeah, oh, I got, nah. Because if you got them on deck to call, I guarantee when they get there, they probably going to look like us. So let's not even do that.
They going to look like us.
Let's not even do that. Any nigga that's too eager to call them, I'm cool, man. Yeah, man. I'm out on that. You know what I mean? I'm glad we was all on the same page, though, man. Just let you know, niggas just come, you know, from
They grew up in three different parts of the country. Like, there's no reason why.
Man got to have a cold, man. A man got to have a cold.
A man's got to have a cold.
I mean, this whole shit will fall apart if there ain't no structure, man. We ain't out here holding it down and, you know, making sure, so, you know, we ain't losing recipes and all that. Shout out to Michael Irvin, man. You know, we making sure.
You know? We're losing recipes.
Fuck Michael Irvin, yo. If I ever saw Michael Irvin in public, yo, I would not shake that man's hand. If you introduced me to him, bro,
I gotta dap him. He did his thing with the Cowboys before my time, man. So I gotta dap him up.
That's cool, bro. I live that shit. That's my youth right there, my nigga. Like, fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga talk.
I respect it.
You ever have that moment where you're like, damn, I'm hungry, but I don't want to go out to eat. It is way too expensive, and I don't know what to make because I'm not really into cooking. Guess what? It's real easy. It's real simple. I got a solution for you. HelloFresh. They deliver pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm fresh produce that arrives within a week, so you get convenience without skimping on quality. You skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you the wait and the long lines and ensuring you don't waste money on excess food. Also, 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. Let me say that again. 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality, and you can save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. It's money back in your pocket. All right, so to review: A, great food; B, B, less expensive. C, less expensive than even if you went grocery shopping yourself. HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in the kitchen with meals ready in around 30 minutes or less. 30 minutes or less. I'm talking about right now, I'm recording this at noon. By 12:30, lunch is served and it's fire. Come on now. You know I did it. I don't do this thing where I read the ad like, oh, what do you want me to talk about? I'll say whatever. I got to live it. I got to experience it. And I did. I had the beef tenderloin and cheese fondue. Woo-wee! Fire. I've got leftovers in the fridge right now that I'm about to destroy. That's right. Those 30 minutes that I was going to take to make a meal, I lied. Not making a meal right now. Eat my leftovers. But guess what? Tonight, dinner, we back at it. So make sure you're doing your due diligence. Make sure you're getting your HelloFresh living right. Save you time. Save you money. Make sure everybody going crazy in the house. Go to HelloFresh.com/bomb16 and use code BOM16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's right. It's HelloFresh.com/BOM16. Use code BOM16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, it's America's number one meal kit.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
So while we're on the topic of fuck that, you know who, or whatever, let me just say right now, man, this nigga Roland Martin, fuck you, man.
Ooh.
Because here's why. I'm going to tell you why, man. You know how sometimes shit happens and it's like, you don't know, but it's like, you don't know, man. You don't know what you know. So this is what happened. So Levitard Show, shout out to my man Juju Gotti. Like, they've been on this new kick where they're like, take a quote out of context, and then he'll make like a meme out of it. Like, it'll be a picture, like a professional looking picture, and the quote and the name of the person who said it on the show, and just post it out. It'll be shit out of context, right? So just to go viral, right? Just to make people go crazy. So on the show, I called Michael Jordan an asshole.
Oh,
so
shit,
he got like, yeah, he got the quote. Like, I mean, the guy's an asshole, and that was it. Like, there was no context to it or whatever, and just my picture. And so what made it pop was that Isaiah Thomas, the OG Isaiah Thomas, mm-hmm. saw it and retweeted it, right?
Of course.
Niggas went crazy, right? So Roland Martin responds to the tweet saying, who is Amin al-Hassan? I've never heard of him. There. Man, you know, I don't expect this man to be up to date on his sports knowledge and shit. So I'm like, oh, that's cool, whatever. I ain't going to respond to it. I'm going to leave it alone, whatever, whatever. But you know, Levitard, they got a lot of, like, passionate fans, right? So they start roasting this nigga this and this nigga that. Or not this nigga this, I'm sorry. They didn't do that. But they're roasting this nigga about this and that and the other, right? And so he's responding to them But like, I won't lie, these people are being disrespectful. I don't speak for them. They don't speak for me. They're just being, I know they want to speak for me, but like, that's them. And so he's responding disrespectfully to them. And I'm like, cool. Like, now, mind you, I feel like his responses to these trolls are rather like elementary. His shit is all like, but you have 100 followers. But why should I listen? You have 12 followers. I'm like, dog, you've got to come a little bit more creative than that. If you're going to respond to these people individually,
he rocks you either got to come, bro.
You got to come with heat, or you got to
just put FOH, man.
Right.
Or you gotta eat a dick.
Right. Exactly. But not like you have 17 followers. Like, that's some real nerd shit. But I'm like, again, he's not talking about me. He's talking about them. That's between them. Man, vaya con Dios. So then somebody said, yo, he covers the NBA, da da da. And then somebody says, you should have him on your show. And this nigga says, for what? And they say, well, he's a basketball insider. Like, he could teach you something about basketball because clearly you don't know, because you don't know who this nigga is, right? And this nigga says, why would I have this basketball insider on my show when I have Hall of Famers and NBA stars in my phone right now? First of all, that's some groupie ass shit,
man. Yeah, goddamn, bottle girl face ass nigga.
I got numbers in my phone too.
IG model face ass nigga.
I've experienced. Just because you got numbers in their phone, don't mean they gonna fucking respond. Yeah, to you.
Got them in your phone, nigga. Like, fuck is you talking about?
Number one, number two, Jer.
Star tender face ass nigga. The Hamburglar.
the number two though, and I think this is more important. I'm fairly sure the only reason you know about that tweet, which, by the way, did I say something that people don't already know?
Not at all. Like,
why is this nigga shocked that Michael Jordan's an asshole?
That was super light, too. That was super light.
Yo, Michael Jordan, like, probably his favorite player ever, bro. He probably one of the individuals that takes everything personally about that, dude. But Michael Jordan would tell you he's an asshole.
I was just
he's
about to say, like, asshole, Mike just spent 10 episodes on the documentary showing you he's an asshole. I mean, yeah. he told you why. So,
right. So that's one. Two is, nigga, I'm fairly sure the only reason you know about this tweet's existence is because a Hall of Famer retweeted it.
Right.
That Hall of Famer asked him about me. You got Hall of Famers in your Rolodex? Ask them about me.
Right.
I ain't got to name them for you. Nigga, just go ahead and ask them.
All he's doing is showing his hand right there. Like, you're talking about who you know. And the one thing I don't like is when people start talking about who they know, because it's like, one, you're not them niggas. That's number one. Number two, you don't know who they know. So if you're ignorant to the situation, before you reply with some shit like that, you can do this little thing called doing your homework or doing the knowledge and just click on this page and say, he's somebody. By the way,
you don't have to do that. Like, you just like, my thing was this, like, nigga, I didn't say shit about you.
Right, right.
Why are you pulling me in?
Right.
But like, once you pull me in, like, yeah, man, fuck you with your fucking ascot and your fucking bathrobes and shit like that, nigga. Like,
yeah, he's a bird.
Fuck out of here, man.
He's an alpha, bro.
He's a fucking bird, yo.
Nigga has a perm, right? Doesn't he have a like processed hair?
Yeah, he's a fucking
man, whatever that shit is. Black man,
why do you hate yourself?
And stop bragging about the men you know. Like, why are you bragging about the men you know? Like, fuck ass and dignity, nigga.
Dignity. How about you be happy with what God gave you as far as your natural black hair, man? Ain't nothing wrong with texture to your hair, brother. I know the white man wants you to believe that that's the only way you could get hoes is that fucking Clark Gable shit.
Yeah, and the shit probably still ain't working.
Yeah, you muted, Jerv, but yes, as you touch your bald head, yes, that nigga's balding too.
As a man who had hair, got him, and as an individual who no longer has hair, it's not the hair that makes you, my good brother.
Come on home, bro. Jerv posted a picture to prove that the other day. Man, that's very brave of you, Jerv. That's a
that was a brave picture, right? That was a brave moment.
What picture?
With the
dog, the one where you like,
oh shit, yes.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
Did y'all see how the light was shining right there? I never noticed that. Bro, I never noticed the light shining right here.
He was outside that club and he said the nigga told him he wasn't getting in. He said he got zapped with the Ghostbuster shit. Like, that was that's the funniest shit I ever heard on the podcast to this day, my nigga.
Yo, I watch ESPN every day. I ain't never hurt your ass. And like, bro, that shit fucking like Slimer, bro. Like, he got me.
Yo, man. Oh my God, man. Oh my God, yo.
Speaking of that picture, I just want to public service announcement. I just want to let it be known. There's four teams left playing in the country. College basketball.
Oh, I forgot Duke is one of them. Man. I was gonna say, and, I thought you were gonna rep fucking Villanova. I said, no, nigga, no, you
fuck
don't.
No.
Villanova.
Fuck no, I ain't repping no Villanova. That ain't no city school, my nigga. That's the rich. That's the rich school.
Yeah.
Niggas in the city don't fuck up.
Yeah. Niggas in the city, like, I figured that was the thing. Yeah.
Like, most, yo, most all this Villanova chipping up shit. All this Villanova chipping up shit, it's funny to me how the hood just like, oh, Villanova. I'm like, yo, first of all, if you walk on a campus, security is pulling you over ASAP. Like, you don't belong here, my nigga. Like, yeah. It's on the main line. It's in the area where all the Sixers, and it's a little different now. I think they all live in Jersey and like downtown because they fixed it up. Yeah. But like that Doc era, that Allen Iverson era, like all of them, majority of them niggas live like within walking distance of Villanova, my nigga. Like, I'm not welcome out there.
I'm not welcome out there.
Fuck no.
Yo, let me just say right now, I hope St. Peter's comes up and smashes the fuck. I was trying to think what's more embarrassing for Coach K, for St. Peter's to smash the fuck out of you or for North Carolina to do it one more fucking time? Jerv, as a Duke fan, what's more humiliating?
It would have to be North Carolina.
That's more humiliating.
Humiliating, yeah,
because they beat us on the home. They closed out his career, regular season career. He's never faced them ever in all his tournament games. He's never faced them. Really? So his last year, his last hurrah, and he's coming out of a, like, yo, this shit has the potential to be the ultimate Disney fucking ending. He's coming out of a conference. He's never been in the Final Four out of the West before. This is his first time. The West, right. So for him to come out the West, get past all those obstacles and get the opportunity at North Carolina to fuck again, and them niggas come out here and slap us up. Nah.
But you think
St. Peter's,
I think the humiliating part, because there's people in Jersey who didn't know where St. Peter's
just beat everybody, dude. Like, it ain't humiliating. They've been beating everybody. Like, if you're Kentucky, it was humiliating because St. Peter's just beat you. But they didn't beat everybody, and they just beat North Carolina. They would have had to have just beaten North Carolina. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We'll know the answer tomorrow on Overflow. Whatever's about to happen, Jervis is gonna be the most humiliating. That's the answer. Whatever's about to happen, like whoever wins today, them niggas gonna be responsible for the most humiliation. Yeah, because yeah, Duke
I think UNC might. I
hear you. No one thinks Duke will win.
Yo, speaking of humiliating, let's fucking talk about power. This shit is humiliating, man. It's humiliating to me more than anything. Why am I watching this shit, man? Why? All of it is why.
You gotta finish it now. We started it.
She should have got a sex scene before this. She should have had a sex scene in this episode, bro. That wasn't cool.
Right before
I wasn't a fan of her, man. I really wasn't.
I don't get any part of it. I don't get why the old man called Tommy over. I don't get why the old man's plan is for him to fuck the girl. So that way, like that. I don't get why Tommy goes and tells the dude. Why do you give a fuck whether or not to glory and go. Like, what? Does he love this bitch now?
And first of all, my nigga, don't tell me how to take care of my girl, nigga. Don't tell me how to take care of my girl, my nigga. That's number one. That's I don't give a fuck what you're saying is, right? Nigga, shit, you protect that girl. You not her pops, nigga. Like, fuck is you talking about? You watch your mouth. You know what I mean? I don't need none of that, nigga. Let us do us. I don't need none of that. You know what I mean? But, yeah,
she must have had that snapping, my nigga, because Tommy only got that shit, like, twice. And that nigga over here talking about save her life, yo. She can't die. And it's like, Tommy, it's part of the game, my brother.
Since when is this nigga catching feelings for what, man? For who?
Yo, you know what's crazy? Now that I think about it, Tommy is actually a low-key sucker for love ass nigga, dog. Every bitch, every female that we've ever seen Tommy get the yams from.
He does.
He's pretty much been on his damn air like on one knee for
they about to get married. As soon as he fucked, they getting married.
Tommy might be an individual that he might not really ever know where the hose is at. Cause so
he know where his hoe at, but he don't know nothing about what you trying to get to. You know what I mean?
I like it's just one of them things where like I just sat there and I was like, I'm confused. I'm just straight up confused, man. Everything about this is just confusing to me. What was the other thing that happened? The shit with the who's trying to kill him? Was it the Serbs that did that? Was
definitely the Serbs. Well, I figured it was the Serbs off top, but then I watched the preview. It's definitely the Serbs. 100%. The Pop, because remember, the Pop called it off. And Main Man never put it, his so by the way, Polish mafias have concealed whatever the fuck the word. I thought that was an Italian thing.
No, you know, yeah.
The consigliere, yeah, that's the
I feel like they lost it. Themselves in this episode, especially like as far as like I don't know.
Yeah, the mob, the muscle mob shit right there.
Oh man. Motherfucker yeah. Walking out with yeah, go ahead.
No. Like I was gonna say, like the thing, the one thing that's always a constant for me is how they always wear all black when they're outside. And they look obvious wearing, like all black is supposed to be inconspicuous, whether you're talking about like all black cars, you know what I mean? Just a black suit to an event. They be outside at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all black outfits, looking like, you know what I'm saying?
Said
like,
I might rock black for a year straight. That's cool.
But they be outside amongst, Hov is in his Maybach to the event and the event back. They outside, like they look like they up to something. They look like hired gunmen.
Nigga niggas look suspicious at all
suspicious
times.
Suspicious as fuck. Like you looking like
how about my man Jannard, who ran up on a dude who had a 55 a key pack on him,
bro.
Shot the dude and didn't even have a getaway driver. He had
no, not even that. He looked up as if he was looking for a camera, and then he covered his face when he didn't even cover his face. He put the hood on when he ran away. So if there was a camera there and you looked at it, you just gave them your whole. Like the NBA 2K app, when you scan your face in for your player, you gave them every angle they needed to see, and then you was like, "Oh, all right, let me peel off." Like,
hey, shout the Jewish homie out though, man, because he ain't go out like no bitch. He tried.
No, held it down.
He tried. Yeah. But Reg from the Shy needs to go to school because that nigga thought they was pilgrims.
That nigga said, "He said the pilgrims." He said, "Yeah, man, you know with the nigga said, yo."
I thought he was talking about white people, man. To be honest,
I did too. When he said pilgrims, I was like, "Cause one of my homies says that shit." Like,
oh, he calls white people pilgrims. That's a dope fucking. I was about to go hype. I'm like, yo, I'm about to start calling everybody. I know
one of my homies does that shit, man.
A pilgrim, yo, that shit is kind of fucking fire when you think about it. But like, no, they're
you know,
just
it's not fire, nigga. Drinking scotch when it's 2 p.m. Like they be just drinking glasses of scotch over drug deals.
My nigga, drinking scotch ever is not fire. I hate scotch.
At 2 p.m., you're chilling in the house coming up with a mastermind drug scheme and y'all drinking hard scotch and you got shit to do after this. He ain't come over there to chill, take a nap. That nigga got shit to do.
Duh. Like, scotch literally is the worst. Scotch and gin are the two things I literally hate. Damn. More than any alcohol
fuck
ever.
With gin.
Gin was my first love, man. Gin and juice.
Gin,
my first love.
Well, no,
was,
my first love.
I'm not gonna say too much, but boy.
My first love was E and J, I should say. But like my first, like okay,
ooh, not the Irken jerk.
I've told this story before on the pod of like first of all, like we didn't know that you could do chasers. Like I was learning from my cousin and his friends, and we didn't know you could do chasers. So I just thought people just drank E and J straight all the time. The second of all, when I started going out, because I was drinking like at home in New York, came back to college, went to the bar, and I remember saying, "Let me get an E and J on the rocks," and the guy was like, "We don't have E and J," and I was like so offended, like, "What kind of establishment doesn't carry E and J?" Like I could not believe it, man.
He would have gave you that shit with actual rocks if they had it. Like not even dog, ice.
Yo,
just
yo you know what's funny? Next weekend I'm going to Dreamville Fest, and I just thought about it. I'm gonna pull up with a bottle of E and J and a bottle and a cask and cream, and me and my cousin Proofy, we're gonna take it back to the old school, man.
You
gotta restore the feeling,
man.
You
might get some
Cisco, my nigga.
For all time's sake, man.
Just see if Cisco and Mad Dog 2020.
I need to see footage of that, man. Like, you know what I mean? That footage might not be able to make it to the timeline and shit.
I'm just like, because everyone's going to have the Casamigos and all that. I'm going to bring that shit into the... Because I like doing that shit.
That's
like
a Boondocks episode waiting to happen,
same shit I did during the last tour that just happened. What was the last tour? The last Cold tour.
Was it for the album?
Your Eyes Only.
Okay.
For Your Eyes Only. What was it?
You're talking about the most recent one. The most recent one.
Yeah. The off season. There you go. Off season. Like I was coming in with like, I went to Costco. they got a green room and they got like the cop bottles. I'm like, no, I got my own shit. Don't worry about it. Because this is what happens, man. Either this shit finishes super quick or niggas start getting like super like protective. Like, when you want some, hold on. Like, eye scans, like, this is voice recognition, and the shit opens up a case of and it's like a bottle of Casamigos, and he put it, and there you go.
Yeah,
like,
that's it. I don't want to deal with that shit. Couple drops, yeah.
I will show up to anybody's event if they ask me to bring beer. I will show up with the High Life, though. Like, that's the beer I bring anytime someone tells me to bring beer.
Man, yo, Mike Ryan of the Levitard Show tried to scare me the other day. He said they don't make High Life anymore. Like, bullshit, they don't make High Life
anymore. I just left a full
you shot. You got to go pick some up real fast just in case.
Yeah, I'm going to get some. I might get some High Life today, man. Let me say this, though, about, you know, about all this drug shit. Two things about this drug shit. Number one, I would not be good as like the part of like their drug team and shit as the nigga you pass the drugs off to sample. I'm not gonna be. That's the part. Yeah, I'm not here
these
for.
Niggas are enthusiastic to do that shit.
I'm not here for that, bro. I'm here for all of the, you know, for the actual
the business.
I'm here for, I'm the, here. For that. But yeah, you pass that brick off to me, and it's like that. But then number two, I'm not sampling Dahlia around men. Like, I'm not.
Niggas, everyone looks men. Like they nutted. Everyone looks like they just nutted.
Freaky. They was looking like a little too. And I'm like, bro, this is all, dude. You know what I'm saying? Dude, like, that's let me ask you, whatever. Bad. But like in that situation, like, come on. So they was, you know.
Let me ask y'all a question, like, though. So I was watching with my homie and shit. And he was telling me, he was like, yo, why are they so confused on where Dahlia is coming from? Tommy and them literally brought this shit to them when it first hit the scene, and all them niggas turned it down. Now all of a sudden, everybody's fucking patting their feet and fucking hiring spies and shit to find it. And it's like, yo, it's Tommy. It's the nigga that came by two episodes ago and said, yo, I got this designer drug.
Yeah. I think they don't. I don't know if they don't respect this nigga or they looking at him like, fuck out of here.
No.
But I don't know, man. Maybe the only
niggas who aren't being respected are us. And the only people doing the disrespecting are the writers.
Yeah. You're right.
Speaking of fuck that show, Snowfall might have got it. It hit its level. I didn't see it last week. I didn't see it. I won't lie.
I saw it as soon as they introduced the tiger, bro. I said, wait one fucking minute. There's a tiger on the show now?
No, I just thought that shit was just going to sit in the cage.
No, bro. What's going to happen is we're going to kick the top of the cage. The main man's going to fall. The tiger's going, and he's going to magically have the key in his hand at this point in time. The tiger's going to be so, he's going to get the arm, and he's going to be so occupied with that body that Franklin can now go in there and get the key, and the tiger doesn't even at least go roar.
Because what they didn't know was that Franklin actually speaks tiger, and he told him when you bite him, make sure he at the 93 degree angle so when the key fall, we can just reach out. And that's what people didn't know.
Dog,
that's what they're going to tell us next. Franklin took courses.
As power pizza courses.
Speak tiger and shit. And he's applying the skills now. So,
as powerific as that scene was, that wasn't even what I was talking about, bro. What I was talking about, where they're like, yo, show us where the money is. And they go back to the house. Mm-hmm. And this nigga Franklin bet his whole life that the tiger just ain't going to go after him. Because we cool. Because
like I said, the moment we shared. He spoke tiger. We don't see that.
He fed the tiger. I mean, hey, listen, dog. Anybody tell you, once you feed an animal one time, the animal does genuinely fuck with you. But I'm willing to bet that's not no regular tiger, my nigga. That's a Crenshaw tiger or some shit.
Franklin ain't fucking feed the tiger. If anyone's gonna take credit, it's Oso. Oso's the nigga that shook the cage and made that nigga fall.
Yeah. Maybe the tiger was just like, you know, really is a person or something, and he was like, oh, you was with your man earlier, and y'all got me. I'm saying all this because tell us anything at this point. Like, tell us anything. Tell us that Franklin knew that tiger. They grew up together. Is some shit like whatever, right? They went their separate ways when the tiger didn't do good in school. And frankly, whatever, like, tell us anything at this point. Fuck it. Because that tiger jumped out of nowhere, like the old Max Payne game on PlayStation 2 or PlayStation where you had the dog with you.
Yeah.
You could, like, sick the – was it Max Payne or – what joint was that? You could sick the dog. You had, like, the dog with you. It was Max Payne, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got bullet time. You got the – sitting the dog, all that. The dog come back. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, what are we doing?
Dog, I was just like, how did he know? Like, why would the tiger go after Franklin? Like that's just an insane risk.
That was also the plan.
How did he know that when they walked up? First of all, how did the tiger get out of the cage? Them niggas dip.
Wait. I gotta be the guy now.
Uh-huh.
We do this for power. We gotta start doing this for Snowfall. It's Snowfall, bro.
It's definitely they've reached that point. I was fighting it last week, but this week for sure. How the
tiger? There's a tiger just walking down the street. There.
The game I'm thinking about was Dead to Rights. That's the game I'm thinking about. When he had the dog. Dead to Rights.
I thought you were talking about Metal Gear.
No. That Metal Gear is a super clap. Dead to Rights is a super clap. I had to get that right. Shout out to Dead to Rights.
Yo, but like again, like how did Tiger get out of the cage? Number two, how did he know the Tiger was gonna attack somebody other than him? Number three, how did he know Tiger was gonna be there, not be there chill? Like, why is it when they walked up, the Tiger was hiding? How did he know the Tiger would hide? Like all of these things. And then four, when they escape, why didn't the Tiger go after them?
And then they saw the Tiger chilling on the corner when they, you know, and everything was good. Like the Tiger looked at them and was like, "Y'all good? All right, I'm gonna go back to doing Tiger shit now."
The Tiger did like the driving by, like, and head nod.
Like, all right, then, like it's, I don't know, man. Then like the part where like Franklin's, you know, baby mother or whatever, left him, abandoned him, and then he showed.
Yo, right, I thought she was. I thought she was in on it.
Yeah, like I thought at this point she was like, "Look, I'm in too deep. Something up, whatever."
That's what you thought. I thought she was in on the hit.
Yeah, no, that's I'm saying like in too deep on some like, yo, I'm
getting too real now.
Like it's getting too real.
Me out.
I gotta get the fuck, you know, because his reaction
like
to it.
Omar Epps. You mean Omar Epps?
Yeah, like his reaction to it. He breaking shit. He like, fuck, like what the, you know what I mean? So it's like maybe they wouldn't give that to us on a silver platter like that. That's cool. But the fact that she was supposedly gone and the next scene was like, yeah, she left me. And then he went right to the appointment. I'm like,
so she's still in town?
So, and then she embraced, like, oh, yeah, hey, turn that light off. Yeah, we about to start, like.
Oh, like, what? What's going on? What is happening here?
Like that's not a normal thing to happen. Like, somebody abandons you. I would have thought that the next scene would have been him showing up to the appointment, and she's not there. But she's at an appointment somewhere. Like, you know how they do that split screen shit? Like, or the, you know, the scene where they confuse us. Where like he walks in,
they're running,
walking into her room. He walks in, and he's like, "What the fuck?" But she's getting one, and she's somewhere else with her homegirl and some shit. I think that like they have a lot of these like little, you know, points to the plot that could be executed better, like
especially because like right before she took off, she reveals to Franklin Mama that her mom was a con artist.
Right.
I was like, "Oh, so that's what's happening here? She's been conning him."
Right.
Nope.
And she's like, "Where's your mom? Who knows? She could be here, there, whatever." And it's like, yeah, so now she could be anywhere. But I do think they kind of, I don't want to say they did enough to save the episode because they didn't. But I do want to say that I'm open to the idea of like the new antagonist. I don't want to call him a villain because it's not a Marvel movie. But like, I'm open to the idea of
where Bull come from. Who's this random nigga?
He got out of prison. Was in jail. Apparently got out of prison. He was Kevin's brother. He's Kevin's older
this
brother.
This is, the one that okay. Shot but this is a very powerful. This is very powerific. That, like, remember Kevin? He had an older brother, and now he's out. He's looking for revenge. And also, like, given that these niggas are clearly so super lawless and don't give a shit, why didn't anyone get shot at that meeting? Like, oh, now we're gonna have rules and regulations and manners and shit.
I'm assuming that's how they'll. You know what I mean?
Nigga, they shot at Franklin Mama and his baby mama.
Oh, I know.
My nigga, it was this is the '80s, right, or the '70s?
Eighties.
This is the '80s. Sad to say, this is the era when like kids were getting shot.
This is when it started happening, and people was like, "Wait a minute, shit didn't change." Like, hold on. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm, you know, it was just a little bit too easy. They found them, and it was like, who could this be? And it's like, oh, Kane. And it's like you went to pull up on Kane, and Kane's like, "Yeah, I did it."
And
why didn't they know 5 minutes before that Kane was home? Like, how did they find out when Franklin being there had them find out Kane was home?
Yeah, I don't. It was a lot of shit that just started.
Yo, happening. And where's Peaches, nigga? I know he got the bug and all.
I think that's because they were talking about Peaches knowing about the spot, right? Peaches knowing about the drops and everything going on. So I'm sure Kane had to have something to do with. But he got him kidnapped or something. He got him somewhere. You know what I mean? Somewhere tied up, giving up the information and shit. Like, I don't know what's. Because it got to be, Peaches still got to be connected to it. So it's like, what, the next episode got to start with Peaches. It has to. We haven't seen Peaches in three episodes, some shit like that? It has to start with Peaches. It has to start where Peaches is, what's going on with him, and like his status. It has to. The very next scene needs to be a shootout or some shit.
Let me tell you right now. I don't think they have to do anything. You know why? Because it's powerific. That's where you're at now, Snowfall. You did it. You had a nice run while it lasted.
Yeah, this time instead of jumping a shark, it was a fucking tiger. So, you know,
yeah,
exactly. Give some originality there, I guess. You know, made it your own. I don't know, man.
Patreon.com/countthedings. Overflow tomorrow. We're going to find out whether Jerv got his money. We're going to find out whether Duke is going to get embarrassed by St. Peter's or by North Carolina. We're gonna talk about all types. We're going to ask a Trey if McDonald's is cooking something up as far as a diss track for RB. We're doing everything there tomorrow. Also, tomorrow, by complete coincidence, the last week I told y'all that we're going to do a watch-along for Cinephobe. I fucked up on the wrong day. The day is tomorrow, or today, I guess, Monday, Overflow. Basically, make sure you're a Patreon, because Monday is going to have a shit ton of Patreon content for Black Trey. Oh, no, Black Trey in here. For Big Jer, for Mariano the Great. My name's Amino Hassan. Stay black, motherfuckers.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.